Television now plays such an important part in so many people's lives that it is essential for us to try to decide whether it is a blessing or a curse. Obviously, television has both advantages and disadvantages, but do the former outweigh the latter? In the first place, television is not only a convenient source of entertainment, but also a comparatively cheap one. For a family of four, for example, it is more convenient, as well as cheaper, to sit comfortably at home, with practically unlimited entertainment available, than to go out in search of amusement elsewhere. There is no transport to arrange, they do not have to find a babysitter, they do not have to pay for expensive seats at the theatre, the cinema, the opera, or the ballet, only to discover, perhaps, that the show is a rotten one. All they have to do is turn a knob, and they can see plays, films, operas, and shows of every kind, not to mention political discussions and the latest exciting football match. Some people, however, maintain that this is precisely where the danger lies. The television viewer need do nothing. He does not even use his legs. He takes no initiative. He makes no choice and exercises no judgment. He is completely passive and has everything presented to him without any effort on his part.